Welcome to Humans of San Marcos, Out Loud, a look at the stories of those who make the city a part of their lives. Today's story follows the journey of a transplant from Dallas and how she found a home in the community of San Marcos.
They call me Rebecca, but at least that was my given name, but I really go by Becca. I'm originally from Dallas, but I moved down to San Marcos to go to Texas State, and I think it's one of like the best decisions ever in my life, so far, at least. I was originally at a community college, just getting my basics out of the way, you know, saving some money. I couldn't decide where I wanted to go. Like, I was looking at UNT in Denton, which is a great city, but someone I knew actually went down here, and I've only passed through San Marcos, you know, going down to the coast or whatever, like Corpus Christi, but I took a tour of, you know, the campus, and I was like, whoa, this is actually the coolest campus I've ever seen. But I think it's probably the trees that sold me down here, like the swamp area. Oh my gosh, you just can't get that anywhere else in Texas. And then they took me to the river, to Rio Vista, and that's what sold me. I was like, what? We don't have this, like, up north. We have brown lakes that you cut your feet on. Like, there's always beer bottles, so this is quite a difference. You know, I don't know. San Marcos is the best. You can't beat middle, you know, Texas. Like, I didn't even know this place existed, you know, living in DFW. We just had, you know, buildings. And when I came down here, I knew I was meant to be down here. And everything that's come forth since, I'm like, all like the opportunities that have been laid out, I'm like, oh, of course, there is a reason I was attracted. Definitely, all signs pointed here, and it was just unlike anything I've ever, you know, seen. Before this, I was going to go to Arkansas originally. I love the hills there. It's a beautiful state, but they told me that 70% of the campus is Greek life, and like, nothing against, you know, Greek life, but I'm not Greek life, so I would have been really intimidated, you know, and I just love the nature here, like the river. And like, there's just so much flow and energy here in the nature and the townspeople. So it's pretty special. I don't know. I've always been an artist, of course, my whole life. But again, there's no opportunities for art in DFW. Like, the music scene is not evolved or even as advanced as like Austin, to say. But even down here, I was surprised how like most every cafe or even restaurant has like a little stage. So there's just like constant opportunity for little local music and stuff like that. But yeah, we did not have that like in the DFW. I mean, I was from Wiley, which is a suburb, and it's very country, and I love those people, but they just did not understand me. Like, they, at least art-wise, I don't know, they say keep Austin weird, but I feel like you should keep San Marcos weirder. The amount of like, I don't know, there's so many personalities here, I guess, in the art community and just like on the Texas State campus. Like, it really attracts the most interesting people, I think. My two biggest inspirations have always been people and music, and you get so much of that here. Just walking the square, like, the square is so connected to the campus, so I think it just is a perfect flow of, you know, there's a never-ending supply of new creative people coming to study, and then they're interacting with the locals here, and it's like a wonderful collaborative type of experiment that's been working out really well so far. Like, I can't tell you how many locals I've worked with that have been here, have been like born here, like the luckiest people ever. I couldn't imagine having that river my whole childhood. I'd be like a fish by now, probably. There's so many like Texas State students that just have such bright, you know, futures, and it's just a never-ending like supply of opportunity. And there's so many galleries and so many just people. Like, I try to explain how different life is down here to some people, and I try to say that people just live slower down here. Like, up in DFW, it's a fast-paced, growing city. It's very business-oriented, and a lot of people are interested just in, you know, just climbing that social ladder, just making those next steps. And down here, you have people who are in their 40s, and they just or working in a local coffee shop, and all they want to do is paint. And so they are, and they're living life how they want to. There's no social pressure like there was up in DFW. You can just enjoy yourself down here, I think, a little bit more. I don't know. At least that's my experience.